Welcome, Joe.
Hello.
So, yeah, morning, me and Sarah. Basically, this is just a tutorial with the two of us, just to give you check that you're on the right path and you've got some ideas.
Okay.
So, just fire, you know, give us...
Right.
Yeah, just talk to us.
I'm not too sure where to start.
Start, you know, you can start where maybe you found your first piece of inspiration or what's triggered your ideas, or if you saw something in London.
Yeah.
Talk us through your mood boards.
Right. That's the first one I made. That's just photos I took in London.
Okay.
When we did the mind map exercise, a lot of the comments I got for that was the architecture and the structural shapes of it. So I think I still started off with that. And then from there, moved on to look at the isms and that.
Great.
And the one I looked at most was, well, the two, minimalism and brutalism. Brutalist.
Yeah.
I couldn't find if it was an ism or not.
Brutalist.
Brutalist, yeah.
It's not an ism.
No, is it not?
No.
Right.
But I'm sure, you know, we're artists.
Right.
Brutalism, yeah. I'm probably, yeah, brutalist, brutalism. I'm sure brutalism's absolutely fine.
Okay. And then I started looking more at another concept board with...
So I would, you know, and initially I would say you've made some very logical links. You know, you've actually taken pictures of brutalist architecture while in London.
Yeah.
And then now you've looked at sort of brutalism and then sort of minimalism. I think they all link very beautifully.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I was going to say, is there any other angles coming in?
Well, yeah, I suppose I sort of was looking more at this.
Oh, I like that. Sort of hidden.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't glued this down. It was just blue tacked for now. But this was more looking when I started looking at the specialism and into fabrics and that. This was more sort of where I was going with it.
Yeah.
After looking through the books and that. Which I suppose isn't the most logical link from the rest of it. But it's more, you know, bright. Quite technical.
Well, I think you've got to make your mind up what you're taking from it. You see, if you're looking at sort of textiles and garments, that's more technical investigations.
Yeah.
We're still looking at theme and idea, which they can feed into, but really what I would be looking at is things that are inspiring you as well. There's nothing wrong with looking at these textile garments, but you know, what we're seeing is colour, and we're kind of seeing, obviously, we're seeing the graffiti tour, you know, so there's an urban, you know, the garments you've selected are very sort of urban street apparel. So is that kind of the vibe? If you're designing fashion, a fashion garment, is it aimed at basically sort of street wear?
I'd say
kind
so.
Of. That's yeah, okay. That's what I'm picking up from that.
Yeah,
oh, right, yeah. No.
You know, like the vest, the global hypercolor, sort of raver's jacket.
And the sort of graffiti here.
Yeah, the sort of cool Japanese, sort of Japanese street aesthetic on the go. Like you've got your sort of, you know, your sort of streetwear hoodie.
Yeah.
So, as well as the, obviously you're sort of considering, I'm seeing sort of a clever fabrics as well, or sort of more interesting detail in the fabric per se. And there's not a lot of decoration, so I see that it's going to be more about construction and structure. Would that be right?
Yeah, I would definitely think so, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Well, that's what we, you know, so there's something there, brilliant. So we've got this sort of brutalist, we've got streetwear, it's going to be a lot about the fit, the garment, the actual simplicity, but with creating interest with detail, like textile detail, rather than pattern and surface pattern.
Yeah.
Maybe some colour coming in somewhere. If I was going to give you some advice, I think what we need here is some more themes interjected. Yeah, because we've only really got the brutalist
theme. Okay. Definitely. So...
You know, and that, you know, if you can bring in some other areas of inspiration, sort of things that move you and interest you can start clashing them together.
Okay.
You know, and you've basically got more in your buffet to select from. At the moment, it's kind of like you've just put out a massive bowl of crisps. You know,
no, I get it.
And some dip, which is perfect.
Yeah.
But we want a party here.
Got it.
You know, we want like more... what happens if I mix this with this? What's if I add this and this? Does that make sense?
Definitely.
But what I do enjoy about what you've got already, Joe, is the simplicity. You know, it's all kind of there together.
Yeah.
Right, here's my board there. There's the minimalism and brutalism.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this sort of camo. Is it like kind of like the idea of an urban camo? Like an urban...
Yeah.
Like an urban soldier.
That's the vibe I get.
That's actually... I was actually researching that. Yes, so that's the urban camo that they developed.
Oh, it is actually called an urban camo?
It's actually called urban camo. Yeah. it's made to blend in with in cities.
Oh, no.
I just thought it was a cool concept.
Totally.
Yeah,
so,
I like it.
So how about then as a beginning? So advice we'd give you probably is I would go and do some more boards with some more themes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Then having a reflection on all of those boards and see what you can condense down to make one of the more refined mood boards.
Okay. Yep.
I definitely think the brutalism is tick.
Mm-hmm.
The urban sort of camouflages are definitely a tick.
Yeah.
And then the idea of these sort of techno and more sort of interesting tailored fabrics that are more about texture and detail than pattern and colour. I feel if you look at some different inspiration, you'll get colour, more colour influence.
Yeah, that'd be good.
This is really interesting to me, though, as far as sort of camouflages. When you see the light through trees
dappled
and it creates
light.
That dappled shadowing, or you see... birds, flocking birds and things like that. You know, you could almost be looking at crowds and people from aerial views and creating your own kind of urban sort of camouflages to start
That's
off with.
Cool. That's a really cool concept.
So, you know, I would, after these boards and these kind of consolidation of the theme and some more sort of input, next week I would start then as my initial start is maybe experimenting creating some camos.
Yeah, your own camo design.
Okay.
That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, no, sounds it. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to give us some designers, some artist influences or some designers that you have?
Yep.
Or, you know, because I'm not seeing, you know, like we want to see some contemporary
influences.
Right. So... I haven't actually printed them off.
It's okay, Joe. Listen, this isn't to see, for you, it's like, okay, right, I need that, I need this. So again, it's just to highlight areas that, you know, you probably need to go and just do a little bit of extra work on. So, you know, it seems to me like your art designers, craft makers, research, I would do some boards maybe.
Yeah.
On some of your favourite designers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done most of the research into it. So I wanted to sort of spread them out. I didn't want to just do fashion.
Good.
So I've done Tadao Ando.
Okay, tell us about him.
An architect.
Or her. Architecture, brilliant.
So that's, he's very, I think I have the photos in here somewhere. So that was one of his works there.
Lovely.
He was very brutalist. That's where I sort of got him from. Used a lot of sort of open space in the materials to make the rather than just having the thing, it was looking at the open shapes that he left in them. And then I also looked at a lot of, so most of these fabrics and things are from Isemiyaki.
Good, because
the more technical.
Isemiyaki was like one of the forefathers for creating, you know, pleats and folds and origami style looks. So definitely, what I would like to see is a board with these guys, because I think if you visually set out some of their best pieces, you will then see a better connection between them all. For sure. Another idea that I'm thinking of is maybe as we move a little bit further down the line after the camos, is that you play around with actual textiles itself, like dipping fabric in concrete.
Okay.
You know, you're brutalist. Mm-hmm. So you kind of really want to delve into sort of, like industrial.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there needs to be some, like, looking at sort of industrial textures, patterns.
Definitely.
You know, like, if you're going to bring this brutalist in, it's like looking at rust, looking at poles, you know, scaffold, looking at structure, you know, and like, the materials connected to building trades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's definitely some investigation in that. Because if you can bring in those sort of experiments and influences... with the sort of brutalist, with some street and urban and sort of camouflage, and you've also creating your own textile, you know, your own textiles using builders
materials.
You've got something really exciting on the go, you know, that's actually in these boards, which is great, because then that's kind of a reflection of what, you know, what I'm seeing, what you're giving us, you know, like this palette as well. So you know, I think come up with a palette also, you know, like maybe look at, you know, like these sort of ecru colors of like stone, you know, and beige and linen, and you know, look at those pared down ones, and then see if you can bring in some color. You know, is brutalist architecture, is it all gray? You know, is there a little bit of color somewhere, an accent? But no, I think that's pretty much good. I think what we've got here is you've just you've got a bit of work to do just to consolidate this.
But you've got something good to start with, for sure.
Yeah, like how do you feel about this forming?
I'm quite happy with how it's coming along.
So may I ask, what market are you aiming at for fashion design, and male or female or children?
Male.
Right.
More streetwear and sort of that, so not super high-end.
Streetwear, so it's going to be affordable almost.
Yeah.
A consciousness about affordability. Any ideas on sustainability in there as you go along? Or that's happened?
Not yet, but I do.
Okay.
There was one artist I looked at for the things, the artist for Final Home, and they made these jackets that they ended up being really expensive, but they were meant to sort of be designed for like with homelessness in mind.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was when they sold the jacket, they said, when you're done with it, bring it back, and they donate it.
Yeah.
So that was just a cool thing I read. I only read that last night and was
great.
I love that.
But it was a cool thing of
to document that.
Yeah. I've got it written down in the
book. That's what I mean,
but
Joe.
I need to put it in there.
Because obviously, Joe, what, you know, what I imagine is the essay's taken the priority, because all you foundation guys will have probably put it behind you a little bit.
I've got that right.
And then so that's been the priority to get that done. So that's caused a backlog on just these kind of areas, which at this stage, that's absolutely fine. You know, this is fine, because you've actually got a nice theme and idea cooking here, and you've got an idea on it is sort of urban wear, it is sort of street apparel. It, you know, there is a costing based around that, where you're aiming that. Maybe do some investigations and research into, as I said, like prêt-à-porter, haute couture. There's a thing called the bubble-up theory, and there's a thing called a drip-down theory in fashion. So the bubble-up theory is basically where where trends have appeared naturally on the street and then ended up on the catwalk. It's bubbled up. And the other way around, where stuff is on the catwalk and then eventually ends up on the high street. So there's two directions. So again, the bubble-up is... look into it.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, look into it. It will really help. So thank you.
And the recording.
Yes, we will put this up.
Great.
Go on. Do you want to just... Should we just...